Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week sees the second episode of our Meet the Experts series. I chatted with some industry experts who were part of our one-to-one sessions at the Radio Academy Festival. I asked them all the same four questions to get their advice and knowledge on making a demo, pitching an idea, skill sets you need, and getting yourself prepared for a career in the audio industry. In this episode, I've grouped together five industry leaders in speech audio, covering news, comedy, and podcasting. You can save this podcast as a resource for handy tips and advice whenever you need them. Let's hear from our experts.
So I'm Julie Cullen, and I work for 5Live. I'm the managing editor.
What would you say are the top three skills someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio should have?
Experience of working in radio in some capacity. Being a producer is always a really good skill set to have, because to be a good producer, you've got to be really organized. You've got to be good at forward planning. You also have to be able to corral people and hold a room and give direction. So that's a good skill set. I mean, in terms of 5Live especially, if you're passionate about sport, then there are other routes into 5Live. And if you're making your own audio, that's probably one of the routes that you can come in by.
What would make an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out for you, and what shouldn't people do?
Sometimes people will send you demos because we're a speech station. We're a phone-in station as well, so we give our listeners a voice. I will sometimes occasionally get demos from people where they'll choose a bit of an argument that they've had with somebody on air. And at times it can feel like it's a fabricated argument. The point of good phone-in is not to have a ding-dong on air. It's to give everyone an opportunity to speak and to draw out the threads of the debate and to give everyone an opportunity to feel like they've had their say. In a way, as a host of a phone-in show, you are chairing that debate. And obviously, impartiality is the most 100%, you have to have that skill and understand it.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
Well, it's really difficult. I'd say the benefit of coming into the industry now is that it's diversified such a lot that it's hard to name one thing. I'd say you have to have a passion, whether that's for news or for sport or for music or for an area that you want to specialise in and get into. Find what your passion is, and then you'll find the medium, the best medium to get it out, whether that's a podcast, whether that's student radio or community radio or local radio. But soak yourself in that subject area. So you need to be the expert on it and listen to the people that you admire. And you think about whose job do I want? You know, if you want to be on Six Music, then you need to know every presenter and their different skill sets on Six Music and listen to how they do it. Not that you're imitating them, but they are giving you a masterclass every time you turn the radio on.
And what's the best advice that you've received that's helped you in your career?
I've had such a lot of good advice from so many brilliant, brilliant people. I was lucky enough to join the BBC as a regional news trainee, and I learned from the best when I was a trainee. But throughout my career, I have had really good mentors and people that have supported me and said, you know, what about what's next? But I have to say, I have to give credit to my current boss, Heidi Dawson, who's the controller of 5Live, because she was the one that encouraged me to apply to 5Live, which was quite a big change in direction for me to go from being on a pop station like Six Music to go into 5Live. And I've learned so much in the 5 years that I've been there. So I'd say, never say never. Don't close your horizons down, you know, because if you're a good leader, if you're good at radio, you can do that in more than one genre.
My name's Tim Lavelle, and I'm the program director of Times Radio.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
we're a news radio station and we need really passionate producers who are brilliant at news radio. And I think there's three things that people need. The first is they need to love the news. They need to be obsessed by the news. They need to read widely, listen widely, have lots of ideas of names for guests. The second thing is I think they need to be persistent. Bidding people, getting people on air is a game of patience, but also kind of keeping going. But the third thing, I think they need to be charming and tolerant. We want people who we like working with and who fit in well. And while on one hand, you want to be persistent, on the other hand, you want to make sure that you don't kind of annoy people or rub people up the wrong way. And so you'll be abrasive. So persistence and charm go hand in hand.
What makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't people be doing?
The things I'm looking for in a demo is I don't want them too long. Everyone's busy. If they say it's less than 5 minutes, I'm more likely to listen. Get to the point. Put your best stuff up first, because I might not make it to the end. And I think because Times Radio is a news station, I'm really only interested in listening to people who have covered news, interviewed newsy people. If it's a sort of location feature, it's not really the kind of thing that works on Times Radio.
And for those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
I think the one thing I'm looking for people who want to work on Times Radio is that they know the station. If someone emails me, I don't say if, they do. When people email me and it happens and it's clear they don't understand the station, I just am not very interested, because I think that they won't have the right skills. So it is such a great thing when people can say they've heard things and they understand they're tailoring their application or their approach to fit what Times Radio does.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you?
I've had many bits of advice over the years, and they sometimes speak to me at different times in my career, and I find that relevant. But the thing I think that I go back to was a piece of advice I heard Danny Cohen, who was the director of BBC Television, say that he'd been given. And it was very simple, that if you do anything, if you make anything, make it excellent. And I just thought that was so profound. It's very simple, but very profound, because actually no one knows what you haven't done. They don't know that you didn't make this podcast or you didn't do that thing. But the only thing they can look at is what you have done. So if you're going to write a CV, make it flawless, make sure there are no spelling mistakes. If you're going to make a radio program, just make it excellent. Don't let anyone fault you on it. I think if you aim for excellence in everything, and just one related piece of advice I often use with my presenters as well is, we aim for perfection, but we settle for excellence. Particularly in live radio, you cannot make everything perfect. There will be mistakes. So aim for perfection, settle for excellence.
My name's Julia McKenzie. I'm the Comedy and Entertainment Commissioner at BBC Radio 4.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
Well, I'm quite a sort of specific genre, really, being comedy and entertainment. So I'd say you need to understand comedy. So if it's scripted, that is just really making sure that every line counts towards the comedy and the character. You'll hone that skill by exposing yourself to as much comedy as possible. So that's watching stand-up, lots and lots of stand-up, understanding how the audience responds and how the show is structured, and watching heaps and heaps of sitcoms as well. So that's a really key skill. Being a great communicator, so you can interpret the vision of the comedian you're working with and try and translate it into an audio form. And you also need great communication skills when it comes to articulating and selling your idea. And also, as part of that, great storytelling skills. So understanding the sort of underlying structure that sits along under, say, a lot of stand-up or sketch or whatever. So it's just doing a bit of, you know, there's plenty of great books you can read so that you've got the language to be able to explain about structure and storytelling.
What makes an ideas pitch stand out to you, and what shouldn't people do?
Well, I think concise is always good. It's a worry when people need to take a lot of space to try and explain their idea, in a sense, because you need to be able to summarize your idea in a sentence, really. So being concise, give me a clear idea of what I'm going to listen to. Sometimes people say it's going to be funny, it's going to be, they list lots of describing words, but you're still none the wiser of what it actually is. So that's really clear and important. And then the other thing I do look for, to be honest, is that it should be funny. So a comedy producer really does need to, they need to be able to demonstrate their sense of humour. So sometimes I'll read an idea for a comedy show and it's written in a very sort of straight way. And you really need to, you know, bear in mind that as a commissioner, I might be reading dozens and dozens of pitches. And if you can try and make me smile or ideally laugh when I'm reading your comedy idea, that would be great.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what is the one thing they should be doing right now?
They need to listen to the commission comedy. That's really important. Quite a few people don't do that basic thing, a bit of research. So, of course, I'm going to say to them, what are the shows that you've listened to recently you like? And then you see a look of panic and they'll mention something that's 7 years old and you're like, aha. So it's easy for you to research it. All the comedies, they're on BBC Sounds and you can listen to it 6:30 weekday evenings or 11 p.m. on a Saturday. So really do your research before you start out so you know what's already getting commissioned and what's successful.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you?
Well, I had a great exec when I was starting out, a guy called Ray Paul, who is still in the industry. And I used to be a broadcast assistant and was really feeling that I wanted to be a producer and was feeling frustrated. And why are they a producer and I'm not? And so I think I was probably a bit of a grumpy thing, feeling, you know, that there was a hand going to come out of the sky and point at me and say, we've noticed you, we think you should be a producer. And he gave me some great advice, which is if you want to be a producer, you've got to think like a producer, act like a producer. And what a simple piece of advice, but it was really revelatory to me in terms of just like, stop kind of moaning about it, just demonstrate why you've got those skills and change your mindset. And that was transformative.
I'm Yvonne Milne. I'm the head of radio for RNIB Connect Radio, which is a community of interest radio station for blind and partially sighted people across the UK.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
For us, we are working with a lot of volunteers who are predominantly blind or partially sighted. But I think for anyone coming in to a radio situation, I think you have to be able to listen. I think you absolutely have to be able to listen. I would almost say listen, listen, listen. That's my top three. I think you also have to be resilient. I think being resilient is a really key part to it because you are going to get a few knockbacks. And I think just be yourself as well. I think we're talking about a lot of this. Some of what we've been hearing today is about how do you network? How do you do it? And I think there's a lot of feeling around social media. I think we have to be something we're not, but actually we've all got a story to tell, so be yourself.
What makes an idea pitch or a presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't people be doing?
So we're working with a lot of stories about people's experience of sight loss. And for that, I think it is around, you know, telling your story well and being able to kind of just explain what's going on in your world and being open also to we're doing a lot of training. So I think being willing to listen to feedback and take on board feedback, I think that's a big part of it. Listening to as much radio as you possibly can to kind of see what is going to land with someone. But for me, yeah, the people that really stand out when I'm speaking to them, if they've got a passion for something and that comes through, it doesn't matter if it's polished for us, doesn't matter. We can do that. We can bring people up. But if they've got, you know, whether it's a music or it's a story they want to tell, if they've got passion for that, that's what really lands.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
So because we work with a lot of it, this is probably not quite the same as if you're working for one of the big, you know, the big organisations. We work predominantly with blind and partially sighted people, but I've also worked in sort of mainstream radio as well. I think networking as much can, doing stuff for free. I know it's not politically correct anymore to say that, and we shouldn't be expecting people to do stuff for free. But I have seen so many situations in a radio station where the guy that came in to do the coffee on the sports show gets his break because someone goes off sick, someone's suddenly not well, and it's like, who can we get on air? Let's just get the guy that does the coffee because he knows a little bit about what we're doing. That is so often the way people get their break, is actually being in the room and having the conversation. So,
and what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you?
Oh, there's been so many nice pieces of advice that people have given me. I think one is be yourself. I remember when I first started in radio and I was a presenter, and I remember thinking, why does anyone want to listen to my ridiculous story about, you know, what happened to me yesterday with my skirt tucked to my pants or whatever? But I think that's the thing, is actually, if you can be genuine, if you can be you know, look at your life and what happens around you with a bit of humor and be yourself. People actually are quite drawn to that authenticity rather than trying to be, hey, the big presenters. And also just to use your voice as well as you can. Even when I'm reading the news, I wanted my voice to be attractive. So that really made me look and work at my voice a bit differently.
I'm Sophie Herdman. I'm the Global Content Partnerships Director at Acast.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think for podcasts, authenticity is so important, whether you're producing or presenting. It's such an intimate environment and people can really hear a lack of authenticity. I say trying to sound very authentic. So I think that's really important. I think the ability to engage an audience, again, whether you're a producer or a presenter, thinking about what do they like, where do they want to meet you, what are they enjoying, and how are you actually going to engage them and build that community. I think the last thing is also video and social skills. You know, podcasts have never been like purely just about the audio itself, although it's so important, you know, having beautiful audio, well-edited audio, engaging audio. But increasingly, having those video skills is really, really important. Knowing how to share a podcast on social media, having those social skills, they are also just, you know, more important than ever as the kind of definition of a podcast expands.
What makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't they do?
For me, it's back to that audience. So it's a pitch that is really thought about the audience. Who is this podcast for? What does that audience want? Where will I find that audience? I think putting the audience first is really important. And even if you think you're not doing that, so you may say, oh, I want to do a podcast about horror films because I just love horror films. You probably are thinking already about the audience and like, well, I know there are people like me who love that, who love this genre. So I think that's really important.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what is the one thing they should do or be doing now?
Listen to, watch, and follow podcasts on all the platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever. Just consume, consume, consume. Work out what you like. Look at the comments. What do the audience like? What are they engaging with? What do you think works? What do you think doesn't work? And look at, you know, other podcasts in your genre that you're interested in as well. That's really important. What are the gaps in the market?
What's the best piece of advice you've received that's helped you?
Well, this is going to sound a bit arrogant. This is actually a piece of advice that I give out. Every job that you have ever done makes you who you are today and builds you to be a better person in your role right now. So in the team that I work in content partnerships, creator partnerships, we've got people from a sales background or from a talent management background or a radio production background. And that diversity of skills in any team is so important. You know, I'm using skills today in my role that I gained when I was 16 as a waitress. So everything you do, you can bring and you do bring to the role that you're doing right now. So don't be afraid of diversity of experience and think about how everything you've done can make you better at your role right now.
A big thank you to all the experts in this episode. There'll be one more Meet the Experts podcast to come in the next few weeks. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Radio Academy podcast and to bookmark these episodes to go back to and listen again whenever you need some inspiration. If you fancy leaving us a quick review, we'd be ever so grateful as well. Thank you. ARIA's entries are open now, but the early bird discount ends on the 16th of January, so don't hang about. Get your entries in now. We're also looking for people to register their interest to be an ARIA's judge. To find out about both of these things, go to our website, radioacademy.org. Our How to Win an ARIA webinar is today, 14th of January at 11 a.m. Don't worry if you've missed it, because the full webinar will be on our website very shortly. And next week's podcast will be highlights from this webinar. I'll see you next week.